I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Black comic strip artists and some of their white colleagues take a stand for diversity on the comics pages. We'll find out why and how they think it went. But first, we want to talk more about the state of the presidential race with NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. He's also known as our political junkie. So he's here with me in the studio. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Michelle.
The Obama sweep this weekend of the nominating contests in Maine, Louisiana, Washington, Nebraska, and the Virgin Islands. Anything surprising in there? I thought going in there was some thought that it would be closer, that there would be more of a split.
Well, even if it wasn't a surprise, the fact that it was not, that everything was a landslide. She got Obama won like 57-58% in Louisiana. He crushed Hillary Clinton in states like Nebraska, Washington State. So it's not so much that he won all, although that is an eye-opening, but the fact that he won by such huge margins, I think that just said a lot about the campaign.
What did it say about the campaign? What do you account for the victory? Better organized, better advertising, better message?
Well, one thing, he seems to be on a roll, and it's interesting to say that he's on a roll given the fact that if you look at the popular votes, if you look at the delegates, they're pretty much even. So it's not that he's winning and she's losing. But first of all, he is very well organized. If you look at caucus states, starting in Iowa, the Obama campaign has really gotten a lot of committed people to come out, spend a lot of hours, you know, trying to argue, cajole other fellow Democrats to get them to vote for Obama. And it's worked. It's really worked. And it's interesting the states that he's winning in, Idaho, Nebraska, Kansas. These are not blue states, shall we say. It's not the kind of states that Democrats will pick up in November, but it's the kind of state that sends a message to other Democrats, perhaps, that if a Democrat is going to have a chance in the country in 2008, it could be Barack Obama who's winning where Democrats don't win.
In the wake of this weekend sweep, Senator Clinton replaced her campaign manager. Is there a history of campaigns recovering from these kinds of shakeups at this point in the process? I mean, normally we would think this is very early, but in this calendar, it's not early.
Well, it is very early. And it's late. More than half the states have already voted, so that shows that it perhaps is pretty late. But again, it's not that it's over for Hillary Clinton's campaign. She still has a lot of hope resting on Ohio and Texas on March 4th, where a lot of delegates are at stake. So this is far from over. But, you know, we've seen in the past that what you do, you don't fire. You know, if your pitcher is struggling or your home run hitter is not hitting the ball, you don't fire your players, you fire your manager. And obviously, somebody has to tell Hillary Clinton that something is not working. Obviously, the voters are not showing any kind of rapport with her, at least in many states. Barack Obama said over the weekend that, look, 47% of the country would never vote for Hillary Clinton. Whether that's true or not, it sends a signal that if Hillary Clinton is to be the Democratic nominee, Democrats have to realize that she's got to win in November, and she obviously has to change her message. Perhaps Maggie Williams will bring that.
Let's skip past the Potomac primary tomorrow, because we talked about that with D.C. delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Going ahead to Ohio and Texas, talk to us about how the campaign looks there. You've got kind of a traditional sort of Rust Belt state, Ohio, traditional swing state in the presidential election, and Texas, which is the last place where Hispanic voters really have a say.
Right. And, of course, the message on Rush Limbaugh's website today that Hillary Clinton fired her top Latina in the campaign was not a good signal to Latino voters around the country, too. But, look, before we do that, we knew from the beginning that this would be a very good month for Barack Obama. In addition to what's at stake tomorrow, on Tuesday, we have Hawaii, which is a caucus where he's born, could do very well. A lot of white liberals in Wisconsin could do, you know, put Obama over the top. But Ohio is Rust Belt. It's union workers. It's blue-collar workers. That's where Hillary Clinton has done very well. And Texas, with all the Latino voters, she's done very well with Latino voters. Hispanics went for her 2-1 in California. She's banking on that. But if Barack Obama wins every state from now until March 4th, that could send a signal that why wait for March 4th for Hillary Clinton to come back? It could be the sign of a Obama bandwagon.
Let's talk about the Republican side. Mike Huckabee won Kansas and Louisiana over the weekend. But does it matter? Is he mathematically able to win enough delegates at this point
to win
the nomination?
Theoretically, yes. What really matters is that if John McCain has already been anointed but the all-but-certain nominee, the fact that he's still not winning over conservatives. We saw him booed last week at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. We saw that Mike Huckabee won Louisiana, won Kansas. He actually basically had a draw in Washington State. And if there's still—
Where he's contesting the results.
Exactly. And if there's still hesitancy among many conservatives, that's not the kind of momentum John McCain wants to get if he wants to go into the general election against Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Why do you think, and I'm asking you to to speculate here, President Bush still won't give him the big abrazo. I mean, he talked about him over the weekend in an interview with Fox News, and he earlier endorsed his issues, as Mitt Romney did, talking about the sort of the fight against terrorism, how important that is, and national security being considered to be John McCain's strong suit, said that he considers McCain a conservative, but also said, you know, he's got some work to do. Why do you think he doesn't kind of embrace him more firmly?
Well, I think there's residual anger or distrust between the two, which has gone back to 2000 when they campaigned against each other. Of course, John McCain has not been a loyal foot soldier in the Bush Revolution, voted against the two tax cuts, disagrees with the Bush administration on torture, things like that. But also, I think, in fairness to President Bush, the race is not over. Mike Huckabee has not dropped out of the race. Neither has Ron Paul. And I think until the race is over, until the candidates are out of it, President Bush will have a hands-off attitude.
Ken Rudin, political junkie, NPR's political editor, here with me in the studio in Washington. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Come back and see us sometime.